Weekdays, TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
And that is Super Saturday, if I can speak, February 3rd, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in our Ice Pick Vodka and our Body Armor Studios down here on 13th and Central, across from Tropicana Field. Last week, we survived the craziness, the zaniness of the Royal Rumble, and 48,000 strong. I can't believe you weren't in the front row there, Ben Botham.
I thought you were going to hop in there, Mike. You could have been out there with everybody, throw on a belt, and start throwing some hands yourself.
Everybody had belts. I'm telling you right now, they arrived at 11 and didn't start till 8. So it was quite the evening and afternoon down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill as we prepare for baseball just around the corner. Only 12 days until pitchers and catchers report. He's baseball Ben Botham. Of course, you're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, and we're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and Florida Sports Streams, our channel, brought to you by Fergs, of course. We got a great show today. We'll talk Super Bowl. It's set. I know you're set with your picks and your prop bets. And of course, the Kansas City Chiefs are 2.5-point dogs right now. So for my money, I jump all over them now. They're once again an underdog. But we'll talk to Alex Reeb about that. Niners, Chiefs, Ray Kennedy will come down and chime in a little bit about, we'll rewind the 23-24 season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We got a special guest. Well, he's not special. He is special to us, but Wyatt Ross is actually in Toronto at the All-Star game. And that young man is at 15 years of age now. He'll be doing a live report for us from Toronto at the All-Star game. The young man to your right, Joseph Geiger, he's actually going to the I can't believe he's going. He's going to the Skills. It's a big weekend. You got skills in hockey. You got the skills in the NFL. I think it's all ridiculous, but it's great for eyeballs and generates some level of interest.
You're not a fan of the hockey one, Mike?
Hockey one more so than the football.
The hockey one's pretty good. I'm a big fan of that. Seeing how they're shooting it around, and it's graceful seeing them skate around like that on the ice. They're zip zagging around and making crazy shots. I'm a big fan of that over...
Well, and their capability of making those shots exactly. Is what's astounding, I will say that.
Last night, they had it on, and the guys were shooting through targets like the size of a little coffee plate.
It blows me away. That's why, in many cases, we have the golf show on the Tee Florida. I've had several hockey greats over the years on my golf show. They love golf, and it's the same thing. It's a small ball going into a hole. These guys are so accustomed. And those guys can freaking, rip it. Very good golfers, typically. We're also going to, in our rowdy segment, we're going to talk Jim Hart, David Wilson. Of course, Joe Geiger's been breaking down the high school soccer all week long on our social media, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We'll be talking to the president of the Rowdies, Ryan Helmrich, as they prepare for their 24 season. And I think And then, of course, we'll have Alex Reba come over, and we will break down, as I said, 49ers Chiefs. So we got a lot going on. And what do you got going there,
Mike?
What did you have going on last weekend? Did you fare well in your gambling?
Absolutely not.
You are going backwards, champ.
I am very.
You might
much
have to start listening
backwards.
To Joe Geiger, Alex Reba, taking down notes. I mean, that high investment of $5 is quickly dwindling.
It certainly is. I have gone completely backwards in gambling so far. It's not looking good. So if anybody
it's
wants,
never too late.
If anyone wants, just pretty much bet the exact opposite of what I'm doing, and it seems to pay off.
That'll be a recipe for success.
I think I may
do that at the Super Bowl. There are so many prop bets, it cracks me up prior to the kickoff of the Super Bowl. And it's kind of cool. They've been doing it for years. There's a lot going on this weekend in the world of college basketball. Of course, two great contests that if you're now finally making that transition – from football about to be over. This is the prime weekend for that. College basketball is at its height right now as far as interest. And I will say this, balance. You've got Duke and North Carolina, one of the great rivalries. That's today. And then Houston takes on Kansas, and that's a Big 12 matchup of two top 10 teams. So there are four top 10 teams playing today, Houston, Kansas, and UNC Duke. And Joe Geiger, who do your Florida State Seminoles play? They're having a rebounding type year, to use a basketball phrase. And a program that needs to rebound is their opponent today.
Yeah, we got the Louisville Cardinals. Louisville Cardinals tonight at 8 o'clock. Yeah, definitely a better year than last year. We had dealt with a lot of injuries, a young team last year. And this year, you know, we're third in the ACC, third or fourth right behind, you know, the big guys like Virginia, Duke, North Carolina. We had North Carolina that last weekend at home, but
That was a great game.
Fell short, unfortunately. Missed a three off the back iron, and then they kind of iced the game away with some free throws. But they're a much better team to watch this year, and I'm glad of how they're looking.
Well, I like Leonard Hamilton. What else do you got for us? Anything of interest?
Yeah. Well, last night, Mike, there was.
Oh my God! You got the biggest story in high school basketball in the area.
Yeah.
We should have made that breaking news.
This is breaking news. Do, 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 do.
That was amazing.
Have that coming in. We have sound effects.
We do.
I don't know which one that is.
The one we use.
I like that. That's good.
And here's Ben Botham
with the breaking news.
Breaking news from last night.
Last night's game between Gibbs and Seminole High School.
In South St. Pete.
Yep, at Gibbs. The Mighty Warhawks defeated the Gibbs
Gladiators
in triple overtime, Mike.
Which is a hell of an upset. Okay,
for Seminole's first ever PCAC championship. All led by the one, the only, Coach Walker, who did an amazing job last night coaching those boys up. Now, Gibbs was ranked number 4 in the state of Florida, and they haven't lost this year so far in Pinellas County. So this was their first loss to a Pinellas County team. So that was absolutely amazing
at Gibbs.
They did.
The significance of that, I was telling you earlier, and actually on the other side of the coin, you know, prior to the playoffs starting, Coach Mace, I'm sure that he doesn't really mind. He does and he doesn't. When we did the broadcast up there at the Sunbash at Northside Christian, they played Blake, and it was one of the best high school basketball games that I have ever been at in person, and I've seen many, many, many over the years. I asked a coach from Louisville, St. Xavier, who had come down for it, and they're a power in a state that's known for basketball. I asked them where Gibbs would rank in Kentucky, and he said, easily in the top 5. So that makes your Seminole Warhawk win even more significant and historical in the annals of their history in the basketball world.
Oh, it's amazing.
Probably number 1 for coach.
Oh, it's definitely. It shows just how great of a coach Josh Walker is over there at Seminole. And especially the boys out there, how well that they played. They start off the game.
And that's an intimidating place.
Yeah, they start off the game 10-0, Mike. So they were able to come back from that, keep battling through, triple overtime, and then win it with a three-point buzzer
beater. That's a great shot, too.
Three-point buzzer beater. It's online right
now. Whose mom was that?
That I don't know. I probably saw him last night, but it's on Seminole Baseball's Twitter account, at Seminole
Baseball. It's on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections page. It's all three now, if you guys go check
man.
It out. We
Even
got him.
Better. My man.
Even better.
Joe Geiger on top of it.
That's what I love
Beautiful,
to see.
Baby.
It was absolutely amazing. And I believe who shot it? It was Dom, one of my students.
You're going to take credit for that now.
Hey, he's one of my students.
You don't know diddly about basketball.
I know when to press the clock to stop, but a lot of great guys on that team. Several of them are my students. So congratulations to each and every one of them, to Josh Walker and the entire coaching staff. They did an amazing job last night and, you know, really bringing one home for the community there, making Seminole proud.
Well, proud, and as you alluded to, and it's a fact, this Gibbs team has a 7-footer. He's, let's just say he's in development stage, but he's gonna be quite the athlete, and the college coaches are showing up at these gymnasiums. So they got a 7-footer. They got guards that are phenomenally quick. I mean, a lot of athleticism. So this Seminole team, as you talked about, has to be a very disciplined team.
Mm-hmm.
That they have to run sets. They got to take the shots that are tough to get open, because Gibbs plays great. Even though they're a great offensive juggernaut, they play great defense as well. So that was a heck of a performance by them.
Yeah, they were talking about the play. I don't know the ins and outs of basketball, Mike, but they were saying it was an option play or something like that. They passed the ball out. They passed the ball out. Dom takes the shot. Spectacular.
Well, I watched it, and what took place is the point guard penetrated, kicked it to the two. Two waited for their three to get in the corner, because they had an option with the two to shoot that three, and then he went to the corner and made it, buried it. At the buzzer.
That was a real intelligent take there, Mike. Well, better than I could have done.
Yeah. Well, you have to know what the two and the three is. What's the two and the three?
I assume 2 points and 3 points.
No, that'd be incorrect. But hey, we'll get you. I've got soccer for dummies upstairs.
I'll take basketball.
I'm going to get you basketball for dummies. How about that one?
That sounds about right, Mike. But
all right. So I know you guys, both of you guys, are excited. It's just 12 days till pitchers and catchers, and then the 17th we've got FanFest.
Oh,
remember last year we sat right in the same spot.
Oh, yeah.
And we watched that line just continue to grow.
It was going past those apartment complexes down there.
It was three blocks long.
Absolutely spectacular. Everyone loves a good garage sale, Mike.
Well, I forgot it's F-R-E-E, too.
It's free to get in, and, you know, they got some great discounted items there, which is probably one of the best parts about it. You can meet some great players over here, shake some hands, get some autographs. They even do all kinds of, like, fun 50-50 raffles and giveaways of bats.
There's gambling you're in. I know that.
Mike, I'll tell you what. A few years ago, more than a few years ago now that I think about it, it was probably about five or six. But we put in a couple tickets. I won an Evan Longoria signed bat from the team. It was spectacular. It was the greatest thing ever.
That is superb.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a great event. Make sure to bring the whole family out there. And then after that, come on over to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill for some great food.
Hey, now I've got him, and he's the traveling correspondent going into everything, just remember, here's the moniker, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. If it's free, it's for me. And if it's for me, get three. That's the bottom line when it's F-R-E-E, okay, boys?
Hey, that sounds good, Mike.
I'll do the same thing when I go to events. You know, if it's free, it's for me, but I need three. We'll go from there. Baseball. We're gonna get the gang down here before the season starts?
Yes, we certainly will. Today, they're actually out and about right now selling coupon books to raise some money for the
baseball. What a better place than Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hey, Mike.
Coach can come down here anytime.
Not everybody's got cars. They can't all come down here, unfortunately. So they're out in the community right now.
Gotcha.
Canvassing.
Where people love them.
Door to door, knocking on the doors, making sure everybody's out there getting this great deal of a coupon book. It raises a lot of money for our program and helps give our guys the quality field, equipment, and uniforms that they need to really, you know, look good out there, play well, and just have a really great season.
Well, just remind all of the coaches and the administrators up there, and we do that often, but if you ever want to do any of the programs, want to do a fundraiser down here, we welcome with open arms. They can do whatever they want.
I know the bowling team will definitely take you up on that offer.
I forgot. Ben Botham, the bowling coach. So quickly, I forget that legendary first year that you have under your. Now the expectations are going to be high next year.
The bar.
You got one year in bowling, of coaching bowling underneath your belt.
Hey, especially with the basketball team getting it done with the PCAC championship, I got to.
That's your goal.
I have to bring it next year. So hopefully,
bring it. You need to learn all the. You need to learn all the rules next year. You think you had them all under control by the end of the year?
I think so. Yeah.
Did you know how to keep score? You don't have to worry about that anymore. It's all automated.
The score is kept, but I'm going to try it. You know how baseball has a book? You write down plays, errors, hits,
I love
all
that.
I'm going to try and see if they make one of those for bowling.
Old school for you?
Yeah. I like the pen and paper, Mike. I don't like the digits.
You are an old soul. You're like me. I still use note cards, and my kids are like, Pops, you know, in this little gadget you carry around all the time, it has a notes app. I'm like, that's not the same thing.
Hey, pen and paper doesn't run out of battery, Mike.
Exactly, my man. All right, we're brought to you each and every week, of course, by our friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery. They're serving breakfast daily. We'll talk a little bit about it in the second hour. Alex Reba. Big Monday is going to be back this Monday down at Sea Dogs. They did some renovations the last couple of weeks, kept us out of there. But we'll be talking anything from the NFL, the NBA, college football, basketball, as well as MLB when it's Alex Reba. He He touches every base in the world of professional sports and collegiate sports. So that's coming back. And then, we're also brought to you by our good friends, Body Armor, Coca-Cola Beverages. We've got some exciting things we're going to be doing with them in 2024. And then we will announce some of the media days we're going to have here down in the spring, as well as next fall. We're expanding. We're going to have Hillsboro Media Day for the football side of things. And I think we'll have to have a seminal postseason gathering down here for the team.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be amazing, Mike. I know they would love to be there. Anytime we can get guys out in the community to show what Seminole has to offer, they'll be there.
Hey, you're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on our radio network, WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's up there in Clearwater, St. Pete, and Tampa. Great to have Matt back on the controls. He really was doing some juggling this morning. Superb way to come through that. WZHR FM 104.3 FM, AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, and WZHR 102.3 FM, AM 1400, and WGRO AM 1250, Lake City, Gainesville, and WDSR AM 1340. Talking all things sports from the peewees to the preps to the pros each and every Saturday. Now let's talk. This is going to be a combination of preps and pros. It's our Rowdy segment, and right now we've got our good friend Jim Hart, the Godfather, David Wilson. They're holding, and then we'll have Ryan Helmreich, the president of the Rowdies, join us in a few minutes. Gentlemen, good morning, and welcome to February. Time is flying.
What's happening? Morning, Big Mike. David's out in California.
Oh, you're out in Cali? What, are you laying on the beach?
No, not at all. I'm in San Diego for a conference. I have an additional volunteer job I do with bringing exchange students from across the world to the United States and finding host families for them and bringing them to school for a year. So I have the conference for that this weekend.
You know what? You're in the city where I would, if I had a second option to live, I would certainly go there. And 70 degrees. Yeah, 70 degrees is the consistent climate there all year long.
Yeah, I saw some. We went and saw some sea lions yesterday. There's about 100 of them laying on the rocks, and all I could think about is Jim Hart sitting up in the booth on the seat back.
Exactly. Yeah. There you are out there doing some good for mankind, and Jim's always just got the feet up and sitting around.
Sorry, Jim.
Well, we know he's not sitting. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, he's got to go. I just saw a couple of balls go rolling by. I think he's got to go get them.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm certain that he's not just sitting around, because a week from today at 3:30 we will have the Champions League draft right here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. The second annual now. Time has really flown, and as I've alluded to, I might be able, with the support of three or four of the knowledgeable attendees, we'll get through this broadcast much smoother than last year, gentlemen. I'm looking forward to next week.
We got you lined up, Mike, with some real good help. But, man, what an interesting set of circumstances took place in the district. Both our girls finalists for the Champions League did not win their district and therefore do not get automatic bids to the Champions League. It's amazing.
Well, that's actually good for the sport, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They'll probably both get in as at-large teams. I'm talking about Palm Harbor and Sun Lake. But it's great for the sport. So you've got the Sickles. Two people that have been on your show, Mike Sickles and Eastlake girls, both won their district, both got into the Champions League. The Steinbrenner girls, who's also been on your show, have gotten into the Champions League. So we're going to have some exciting, fresh faces on the girls' side. David, how's it looking on the boys' side over there?
The boys' side is interesting, but it's the same thing. We have some teams that didn't win the district championship that are just quality team that are high ranked, like Mitchell High School. Mitchell just had a phenomenal year. They lost to Sun Lake in the finals. You know, in a district that could have three or four teams that could Champions League, it's really difficult when that happens, you know, but we're going to have to look at it and see how many teams accept it and find out how many at-large teams we can take.
Our own Joe Geiger, who covers the high school sports for us, he's been breaking that down all week, and I've been watching that. And it's kind of cool now that, you know, I've dove into the soccer world, that we've had these teams down, thanks to Coca-Cola and, of course, our good friends at the Rowdies. We've had these girls on, and I'm following them. And unfortunately, I have a soft spot for the Boca Ciega Lady Pirates, and they played well. And I'm hoping that they're going to be able to fight their way in. They went down, I believe, 5-0.
But they made it to the district final, though. They were within 80 minutes of a Champions League bid, so that's great for them. They're on the
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And what a quality head coach they have. And, of course, those young ladies were excited about building that program. So that's good for the sport, gentlemen.
No doubt. Mike, you're starting a little good luck thing going. You've had Steinbrenner, you've had Eastlake, and you've had Sickles all on your show, and all of them have gotten automatic bids to the Champions League, as well as, let's see, on the boys' side, I think you had somebody, I can't remember. But anyway, your record's going pretty good, Mike.
Well, here's what I've been doing for 20 some years, taking credit tongue in cheek, and we call it, guys, if you want to pass it on, connection karma. So if you want connection karma, and even Joe posted that essentially, you need to get a hold of us and come down here, and we'll take good care of you, pass that karma on for your next contest. Hey, why don't we, should we shift gears now? We've got Ryan Helmrich, he's sitting on hold listening to us. Break down this high school, unless you got a couple more tidbits we need to get to.
No, bring on the big man.
All right. Well, you know, he is kind enough to take time. It's a busy time of year for him as he prepares for the 2024 season. New faces, new coach at the helm. And, Brian, I'm sure you are one busy young man as you prepare for 2024.
Yeah, Mike. Good to hear from you. It's good to be on here with Jim and David as well. Definitely excited. I'm actually at the training facility right now. We just finished up an inter-squad scrimmage. And the only question that I have for you, Mike, can you send us some of that good karma our way?
All season long, baby. That's what the Rowdy segment's about. We'll be sending it all season long.
No, that's great. We appreciate the sport, and we thank you for having us on here, and looking forward to get some of our players on the show, as well as our new head coach, Robbie Nielsen.
One thing I've learned in broadcasting is to get out of the way and let the people that know what they're talking about continue. So I'm going to turn it over to Jim Hart, and I'll step back and listen to you guys bring some more knowledge to the old man.
Ryan, the first thing David and I want to do is thank you for your support of the Champions League. And I know I speak for David. And how grateful we are that the Rowdies support high school soccer.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you reaching out to us, Jim and David. I think, you know, this was a long time coming. And the fact that we were able to execute such a first-class event for the Tampa Prep and Jesuit Boys and the Sun Lake and Palm Harbor Girls was something that we're excited about, and we look forward to growing it with you.
Many more to come. Many more to come. David, did you want to ask anything else about that before we turn it to the Rowdies?
Yeah, sure. Ryan, the biggest thing I wanted to tell you is that Jim and I both thank you, obviously, from the, you know, it was just made everything just more spectacular than it could ever be. But your staff there, the people that worked that game, they were all incredible. Anything we needed, they took care of. And it was these kids left there with their feeling that they're never going to get. Those kids would never, you know, 99% of them will never play in a big showcase event like that. And it was done so professionally and so well that the Rowdies are just, I mean, we thank them from the bottom of our hearts. But your staff, I can't reach out to all of them and thank them. But if you can pass that along, that we just thought everything they did was wonderful. Even the popcorn at the end that Jim enjoyed so much.
Yeah, I think you guys went.
I need to share any of that corn with me there, Mr. Hart.
It's gone. Listen,
well, guess what? Hey, no wings for you next week, then.
So, Ryan, how's Coach Robbie Nielsen doing?
He's doing well. He's doing well. So we obviously brought him on board in early November. And once we got his visa paperwork figured out. He arrived in the country a couple of weeks ago. Players reported last weekend, and this week was our first full week of training. He seems to be adjusting well. The player seems to be responding to him, so we're looking forward to an exciting year.
Hey, where is your training facility at, Ryan?
Yeah, so the training facility is off the Veterans at the Waters exit. We're right behind the PDQ and the Wawa there. So we have three full-size fields and then a 15,000-square-foot building, and the team's based out of here during the week. Before we had this building, we used to actually train and play at Al Lang Stadium. So now that we train up here, it's allowing us to do the events like what we did for the Tampa Bay Top 10 Champions League tournament. We hope to host many more events at Al Lang Stadium and get non-soccer events in the facility as well, whether that be concerts or festivals, whatever it might be. This is home base for the technical staff and the team.
Well, that's got to make things a lot smoother and attractive for people, for other players when you're bringing them in.
Yeah, it's definitely a big recruiting tool for us. I think we have one of the nicest facilities, if not the nicest training facility in USL Championship. We actually just hosted New York City FC from Major League Soccer up here for their preseason. They just got out of town last week. We hosted Austin FC from Major League Soccer. We have Atlanta United coming in this upcoming week. And the feedback that we've received from these MLS clubs have been phenomenal. And in some cases, we've heard from MLS clubs who have come and toured the facility that they wish they had something like us. So for us, it's great. Obviously, we live in paradise, but it definitely helps us with recruiting players and bringing new guys into the roster. When they see everything that we have to offer, they see Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Pete on the waterfront. It really just sells itself for us.
Hey, real quick, we'll talk off air about it, but I wouldn't mind doing a little social media piece on that, sending up my right-hand man here, Joe Geiger, and assisting with spreading the word on that new facility and the impact it's having on soccer and bringing all those teams from all over the country is very, very impressive.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, too, Mike and Jim and David, I know Jim's been out here before to the training facility for some meetings with myself and others, but you guys are always welcome to come out to a training session, meet with the coaches, meet some of the players. Just makes it easier when you're interviewing them to put a name to the face just start to build a rapport with the front office and the team.
I will definitely be back again this year, Ryan, and dropping in on a regular basis. Of course, you know, those of us that are retired and can put our feet up, you know, we have the time to drop by. David's still a working man.
Hey, yeah, you know what? We got to share this story with Ryan. He'll get a kick out of this. So, it was it the weekend of the semifinals, gentlemen?
Yes, it was the morning of the semifinals. Yep.
So they're both at different locations prior to the championship game down at your facility, LA. And David, I can tell that he's trying to give me a report, but he's also very active. He's moving and grooving, and then I'm having a conversation at the other location with Jim, and he's just smooth and he's just relaxed in his delivery. Well, it turns out that David was basically the soccer. He was the ball boy over a Jesuit. Had 12,000 steps in that day. Jim's up in the press box drinking hot cocoa and with his feet kicked up and, just delivering the play-by-play for us.
Yeah, you should have seen him eating all the popcorn at the finals. He was just sitting up in the stands enjoying the view. And David was down there at the scores table giving us the substitutions and helping us out that way. But no, and in all seriousness, I think back to what we started the conversation with, really what we want to do is amplify high school soccer in this area, and we're a huge supporter of it, and we want to help it continue to grow. And we want to give these kids and these high schools the necessary attention that they deserve. And similar to what David mentioned, I think having them out at Al Lang and just the procession onto the field, right? The kids came out of the locker rooms. We had the Champions League music playing on the loudspeakers. They lined up just like the pros do, and they got a feeling for how we do our matches. And again, I think it was a great experience for all of them. Two great games. Tampa Prep obviously came on top of Jesuit. And then the second match between the girls, Palm Harbor and Sun Lake, that got a little heated, but it was fun. It was good competition. And again, we want to support these kids, and we want to make sure that they have a great experience and that they have memories that they can share with their friends and their families as they get older. And, you know, we're going to do all we can do to continue to support high school soccer in this area.
Well, I do know this, and I know you have meetings planned. Coca-Cola and Body Armor have given me, you know, the confidence that we'll continue to expand what we're doing with all parties involved. And it's been a success so far since Jim and I met 1 year ago, actually. And I think the future's so bright, as the kids like to say. We're going to have to wear shades for the growth of the champions and the coverage right here in the Tri-County area, which is where the Rowdies obviously want to reach and beyond in the western coast of Florida. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the future. I mean, it's been amazing so far, and the coverage has been great.
Yeah, it's been really good, and I think, you know, the next step for us is trying to figure out how we get more people in the stadium. It was a good crowd for both the boys and the girls game, but to get more people in the stands and then get some local media out there to cover these matches as well, I think will, again, only amplify what we're trying to accomplish here. And again, all the hard work that David and Jim have put into this and getting the word out, and again, very easy to work with, great communicators, and again, their belief in high school soccer just gets us even more excited about it.
Beautiful. Well, gentlemen, we're all getting together next Saturday down here at Ferg's, 3:30. We'll be broadcasting live on our sports channel, FloridaSportsStreams.com, on the RadioSt.Pete.com platform. And, of course, that's on Spotify and Apple, and we'll be promoting that all week long on our social media. And looking forward to that event here at Ferg's, and, you know, Super Bowl weekend, having a Super Champions League draft will be pretty cool. It'll be very active here.
It'll be great. And Ryan, we can't thank you enough. Ryan, can you give us a quick what does it look like for the Rowdies this year? Who can we get excited about?
Yeah, so I think we made quite a few off-season moves. We have the core of the team returning. I think one thing to get excited about is the return of Leo Fernandez. He was the 2022 MVP. Ruptured his Achilles last year in preseason, so he's back out on the field, and we're excited to have him. We also brought in a couple of veterans as well. We brought in Jordan Farr. He was the 2022 Goalkeeper of the Year in USL Championship. We got him via transfer just a couple weeks ago from San Antonio FC. We feel like he's the top goalkeeper in the league, so definitely excited to have him here. And then we brought in a number nine, so forward Manuel Arteaga, Venezuelan international. He played for the Phoenix Rising last year. They of course, won the USL Championship final in Charleston. He notched 15 goals, so he's a big boy. He can hold the ball, but he can finish as well. So we pair him up with Cal Jennings, who was second in the league last year with 19 goals. We're going to have a formidable attack. So I'm really excited to see what we accomplish on the field this year. You know, one of the big things for Robbie is let's play an exciting brand of football. You know, let's score, let's high press, let's get the fans excited, and that will even draw more people to Al Lang Stadium. But we have high expectations. We've been to the Eastern Conference Finals quite a few times over the last 3 or 4 years. Unfortunately, last year we didn't make it. We got knocked out of the playoffs early. But I think that that just made this team hungrier. So looking to bring in some hardware this year.
Well, gentlemen, I've got to take a hard break, but I want to say that last year, thanks to you, Ryan, I went to my first Rodgers game, thoroughly enjoyed it, and as Jim had also alluded to, and you did, you're not going to find another setting right there on the bay with that view anywhere in America, and it's something for all of us to be proud of that we're involved, and you and your organization certainly have done a superb job, and I'm looking forward to more involvement. What a great night we had down there, that my first time, and I'm hoping to go more this season. So a lot to talk about. We'll get some players on, and we'll have some fun. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Thanks so much, and thanks for all that you guys do to promote high school soccer and the Rowdies. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
Ryan.
David, hey, David, have a great time out there in San Diego. Kick your feet up. Get some tips from Jim. Get some tips from Jim. He'll tell you how to relax as a professional.
Yeah, my wife's got us signed up for some 3-mile hike up some mountain now.
Oh, buddy, you gotta put your foot down. Yeah, no. You should be down at Jim Croce's, which is a great bar, sitting there listening to some. His son runs it. Listening to some great music and just chilling out. That's what San Diego's all about.
She doesn't know that, so we'll work on it.
I'll forward you a text. All right, guys, have a great weekend. I'll be talking to you several times this week, Jim, and we'll get everything buttoned down for next Saturday.
All right,
great.
Have a good day.
All the best, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Ben and I got some conversation to dive into, and then live from Toronto, it's the NHL Hockey All-Star Game, and Wyatt Ross will give us a live report from Toronto. We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Tampa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the peewees to the preps to the pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. A lot, nice conversation with our Rowdy segment. You and I, we've got about 40 minutes later in the show. We'll go over... start making some of your picks for the Super Bowl before that. And then Joe Geiger, about 106, we'll do the scores. But right now, let's go up to Canada, to Toronto, home of the NHL All-Star game this evening. And our Cracker Jack, young 15-year-old now. I got to quit saying 14. He's mature. He's 15 now, man. Wyatt Ross joins us. And you are the luckiest 15-year-old on the planet that loves the sport of hockey, my friend. How cool is it up there in Toronto?
Well, it's certainly cool in a weather standpoint. It's been very cold. But, yeah, this has been great. NHL is really putting on a good event here. Up in Canada, Toronto, a lot of fans are showing up.
So when did you get up there?
Well, we flew up Wednesday. We got in here around Wednesday afternoon, probably about 4 o'clock. And we leave at 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
So you guys have been there. You're taking it all in. Did they have, like, a fans experience that you could partake in and enjoy, you and your pops? And is it just you and your dad or the fam?
Yep, just me and my dad, and we've done pretty much everything there is to offer. It's been amazing. They have a whole fan event. They had a PWHL scrimmage on an outdoor rink. Creator games are going on right now. That's where we're headed to next. And they definitely kept everyone entertained for the whole time. Everyone's been here.
So how cool was the skills contest? We were talking about it as we opened the show, that of all the sports, the skills contest, as far as our gang's concerned, over NBA, MLB, all of them, and especially NFL, is the best skills contest. Did you get to that?
Yeah, we got to go to the skills contest. Kucherov did not put on a very good showing. I don't know if you were watching it, but he heard the boos from the crowd. Took about 45 seconds to do his skating. And it was definitely not a good showing for the Lightning. But Connor McDavid, I know you guys probably saw, he definitely needed the extra $1 million with the small salary that he's making. But he won it, and the crowd was very hyped up for him and their Maple Leafs that were represented in the skills game.
So you're telling me those stinking Maple Leaf fans were booing Cooch?
Oh, well, I mean, they weren't booing Cooch because he's Cooch. They were booing Cooch because he wasn't even trying the entire time. But it was warranted. No, he was gliding through all the competition. All you got to do is just look up Kucherov booed, and the top headline is going to be Kucherov hears the boos from the Toronto crowds after he sucked in the All-Star game.
So what do you do? Just mail it in?
Yeah, what's that?
I said, what do you do? Just mail it in? He didn't give any effort?
Oh, no, not even. He's, like, trying not to get invited back to an All-Star game. He started off looking like he was going to try, and then he messed up on the first one, and then after that, he didn't even try on any of the other ones. He was backwards skating in one of the speed contests.
Well, there's a little defiance. And I'm sure, though, the Lightning fans will remember that the Maple Leaf fans were booing, and they'll give them a dose the next time they're in town. So what's the coolest thing you've seen so far?
Coolest thing I've seen? Probably the PWHL 3v3. I mean, that was really entertaining. It was high, fast-paced action. It was a good game. I think final score was 5-3. But either that or the skills competition for sure has definitely been the coolest.
Now, do you see up there in Toronto and Canada, you know, the home of hockey, do you see a significant difference in their fans, the way they approach watching the game or their involvement versus us down here in Tampa or in the U.S.?
Well, if you asked me that 5 years ago, I would say definitely it seemed more hype up here. Everybody's stadium's packed. Everybody's at all the events. But Tampa Bay, I mean, they've definitely grown. I kind of see the resemblance in down there in Tampa Bay. Everyone's showing up to the games now. Stadiums are selling out. I think we're starting to get up there with the environment. Obviously, it's kind of hard to beat a Canadian environment. Just the weather, the history here. I mean, we're right next to the Hockey Hall of Fame. But in terms of how excited the fans are, I mean, it's pretty on par with the the experiences we get down there in Tampa, the fans down there in Tampa. So I think we've definitely done a good job.
Well, that's cool. That's cool to hear. And so you're right next to the Hockey Hall of Fame as well?
Yep, right down the street. We're staying at the Fairmont Hotel. Not even a 3-minute walk. We're right next to the Hockey Hall of Fame. The CN Tower is right outside our window.
You got a tough light there, Wyatt Ross. I'm going to tell you one thing. That's a bucket list for most Bolts fans. We're talking grown men, and here you are, 15 years old, fulfilling your bucket list, going to an all-star game in Toronto, in Canada, where it started, and you're right next door to the Hall of Fame. Bravo to Dad Mike. Whatever he wants done, you better be doing it, pal.
Now, I did want to cover some of the high school games from last night. I was paying attention.
That's why we're giving you a little extra time today. Yeah, give us some of that breakdown of that high school action for us. That's brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor. They love the fact that we're touching on the high school hockey now as well.
Yeah, so last night, Friday Night Lights, varsity, good showing from all those teams. Palmetto beat Jesuit 5-1. Again, this is the playoffs. Quarterfinal playoffs, you win, you go on. You lose, you go home. Steinbrenner beat Freedom 4-1. Wiregrass beat Riverview 5-3. And the Cypress Creek Coyotes varsity beat Mitchell 8-1. And then the junior varsity missed my team's game, but they were able to pull out the 3-2 overtime win. Have to give a shout-out to my boys, Nathan Courtright and Logan Lavoie, scoring 2 goals to not only tie the game, but then a win it in overtime. Newsom beat Manatee 6-4, Steinbrenner over Jesuit 5-1, and Sarasota beat the Land O'Lakes Gators in a shootout 2-1. And then tomorrow, Sunday, the Cypress Creek Coyotes play the Land O'Lakes Gators in varsity. Wiregrass takes on Newsom, Palmetto versus Manatee, and Steinbrenner versus Plant. And then in the semifinal games for JV, we got Newsom versus Sarasota and Cypress Creek versus Steinbrenner. Winners of those games will be playing Friday night in the championship.
So the JV gets to play in playoffs as well. That's cool.
Yep. We're in the semifinals now. It's the Final Four, the Frozen Four. If we win tomorrow, we're going on to the chip. So,
well, I like that, Wyatt. Hey, let me ask you this: in the high school world over there in the Tampa area, has there ever been any of the Lightning players whose sons have played high school over there? Do you know?
Not that I know of, but I do know that a lot of their sons are just too young right now. Pretty sure, like, Cavalier has a son. I think he's actually a little bit older. And then I know Braden Coburn and Zach Bogosian. I know Bogosian's not here anymore, but they both have sons that are playing, but I think they're a little bit younger. So right now, nobody from the Bolts is in the high school hockey league, but I'm sure in the next few years, we'll see some Lightning representation.
Well, we're blessed to have representation from you up there in Toronto. I don't know any other broadcast that's got a live report from me that's local here, a live report from the NHL All-Star Game in Toronto. And he's our Wyatt Ross. Shout out to his dad, Mike. And we need to get some pictures so Joe can put them on our social media. And I'm also going to need some information. I'll talk to you when you get back. We'll need some more information on the high school piece so we can enter that into our high school coverage as well. How's that sound, young man?
Sounds great.
All right, get out there and make some more memories with you and your pops. Have a great time.
Yeah, thank you. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. He's Wyatt Ross, and he's at, you know what? That kid's got it made in the shade from a hockey perspective. I thought you were the luckiest young guy. Your pop's taking you to all these FSU big-time games. You go to the Rays games, you go to the Bucks, you go to the Rowdies, you go to FSU. Now you're going to NFL touch football, powder puff game.
Hey, we have a great time. I think I might have him beat, though. I've actually been to 2 NHL All-Star games.
Oh, you have?
That's right. The one in Tampa in 2018, And then the one last year in South Florida over in, you know, the Panthers Stadium.
Who
so, we haven't gone out of the country for an All-Star game, but we have gone to a couple.
Who would have thought decades ago, Ben Botham, you've been on the planet a couple decades, that just barely, the sport of hockey would be as strong as it is in Florida.
Yeah, it was a big deal that year. We had five All-Stars that year when the Lightning were here.
So did you hear him describing Cooch?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
He wasn't wrong. Yeah, I watched. I love watching the All-Star weekend across any sport, even like NBA, which I don't watch that much. But, yeah, Kucherov was in the Skills Showdown. It was like the new format this year with just 12 skaters.
He just mailed it in?
Yeah, it didn't look like he really gave his best effort. I don't know if that's really not his thing, but I don't know. I feel like if he didn't really want to do it, then why did they? He probably could have opted out. But, yeah, he didn't really give his best effort. It's what it looked like. But, you know, it is
what
it is.
Well, a lot of these athletes, and you know this, Ben, especially the NFL, NBA, all of them, they've become such corporate entities in their own right. They don't want to get hurt in some, you know, Pro Bowl or an event in mid-season, which potential exists. You know, it's not too intense. They respect each other. They know that, you know, you don't want to play too hard. If you do, you're a clown. You want to play too hard.
Oh, Mike.
I look at it as
you should be appreciative. Mm-hmm. No, they look at each other like, hey, dude, back off. Especially the NFL Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, there was guys, and back in the day, I talked to Barry Smith in his rookie year. He played in the Pro Bowl. Somebody got hurt, and they brought Barry in. And he said, man, I'm all fired up. He goes, these guys are knocking the hell out of each other. That's just the way it used to be in the baseball.
Baseball
was intense.
Baseball has the best all-star format because you can't not play baseball. You know, those guys, the pitchers still out throwing their normal speed. Last year you had Randy Arozarena jumping on the wall making plays, Adolis Garcia. So I think MLB probably has the best one.
I would agree.
MLB definitely does, but they're starting to head in the wrong direction. Ever since they got rid of it.
They still incentivize them?
No, they got rid of that.
Oh, they quit that last year.
That's terrible.
It's just money now.
And now it's like, oh, look, I'm going to talk to the broadcasters about what I ate for lunch yesterday while I'm playing the game. What is this? It's the dumbest thing ever.
So they do not have the incentive now for the home field advantage?
No. I got rid of
based on the All-Star game?
Rob Manfred strikes again. Manfred.
Your favorite commissioner of all time.
It's unbelievable because now the guys are kind of, you know, joshing around, joking, hoo hoo ha ha. No, beat that other guy. Win home field advantage. Show that you're the better league. And I see, this is my big theory.
I don't agree.
Now, ladies, hold on. This is my big theory. I think what they really want to do is they want to get rid of the American and the National League and just have an East and a West because they want to get rid of all tradition, just make it, you know, a lollygag.
Well, every other sport's gutting tradition.
I know. It's driving me nuts, Mike. And Rob Manfred, he's leading the charge, and he needs to get out of there, bring back the All-Star game meaning something because, boy, was that fun to watch.
All right. Well, we got to wind things down this first hour. When we come back, Joel will get you the scores. We'll continue this debate, this conversation. You'll give me your prop bets, your early prop bets, as the San Francisco 49ers are 2.5-point favorites next Sunday, Super Bowl 58 in Vegas. Have you seen the ticket prices now?
No. What are they up to, Mike?
Through the roof. The cheapest ticket you can get is about 8 G's, 8 grand.
Have Taylor Swift buy them all.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's in Tokyo. She's going to be busting her... you know what, to try to get to the game. All right, we'll be back.
No one cares.
I didn't say I cared. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, hour number 2. Stay tuned.